Welcome to the Friday, January the 12th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 21st episode of the 23-24 school year. I don't know why 21 always makes me want to celebrate. It just seems like a special year and a special edition. This is our first edition of the 2024 calendar year. Welcome back and Happy New Year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, to celebrate the incredible work that we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Diane Andre, who is the paraprofessional at our Wayne Township Preschool and Maplewood Elementary School. Congratulations, Diane. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. On Monday, we welcome staff back from winter break. Hope everyone enjoyed their time off and came back feeling recharged and ready for 2024. Monday evening, we had the absolute pleasure at our school board meeting to recognize the Ben Davis High School football team, our Class 6A champions, who were recognized at Lucas Oil this past Saturday and have that number 10 jersey hanging in Lucas Oil for the 10th state championship in that program's history. And our back-to-back champions, the Ben Davis JROTC rifle team, for bringing home two more state championships, both the football team and the rifle team. So congratulations to both of those groups. We also had a chance to recognize the extraordinary actions of one of our athletic trainers, Logan Armstrong. Logan happened to save the life of one of our grandparents at a Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade basketball game. It was so nice also to have that grandparent here at the board meeting this past Monday and to see just how much of an impact the actions of Logan had on not only that individual, but also on the other students and the other staff that were present. We also had a chance to have our annual reorganization meeting for the school board. It's an opportunity for us to take a look at who is going to serve in various roles, who's going to represent the board, and one of our guests happens to be one of those individuals, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. Also, we're excited to welcome our students back to the classrooms on Tuesday, and on Thursday, we celebrated our District Appreciation Day for our paraprofessionals, interpreters for the deaf, behavior specialists, daycare director, our child caregivers, our parent liaisons, LAP liaisons, our social workers, and aquatics directors. That is a lot of people. Did you know that January is School Board Appreciation Month? As I mentioned earlier, this past Monday, the Board of Education had their reorganization meeting in the opportunity to determine who would be serving in the various roles on the school board for the 24 calendar year. Well, I'm excited to have one of those school board members with us today, our president, actually our returning president, Mrs. Ramika Graham. Welcome, Mrs. Graham.
Thank you, Dr. Butts.
So excited to have you here. It's you know, it's been interesting in my time here as superintendent that some years we have a whole change of officers every year, and some years we have a continuation of officers. You were president during the 23 calendar year. You've also been nominated, and you've been approved by your colleagues on the school board to be president for a second year. What does that mean for you? I guess, what does a school board president do, first of all?
It's a lot of work. I think the biggest thing that I do is I'm, in a sense, the liaison. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the administration building, you in the school board. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a representation of the school board at all times. Yep. And so when things come out or things come up, a lot of times I'm the voice that has to be for the school board. So if communication has to go out, mm-hmm. a lot of times that will be by myself in behalf on behalf mm-hmm. of the school board. And so it's really representing all members that sit on the board at mm-hmm. all times.
I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention you are our first African-American board president. What does that mean to you? I mean, is that even register?
It did at first, uh-huh. But being an educator for over 25 years, representation matters. Yep. And so when I threw my head out in the ring to be on the school board, mm-hmm. because as you know, my time on the school board has been a little different than what most are used to. And so I was able to come into this position as an appointment. And at that time, we had a you had a school board member that had to step down, becoming an employee of the MSD of Wayne Township. And you can't serve in dual role.
Right, Mike Morrow. Yeah. And Mike happened to assume a position that his father had many years before that. And Mike decided to go into the classroom to be a teacher, left that position open. And you expressed interest, and the board selected you as their appointee.
Yes, and so it was interesting because I was already kind of playing around with the potential, looking to potentially run for the school board. And when this opportunity became open, I said, you know, why not? I talked it over with my husband just because my plate is often full.
Yep.
And so I was adding one more thing.
Right.
But again, when I say representation matters, I thought that the MSD of Wayne has changed over the years.
Yes,
and I've been a resident in Wayne Township for, it will be 22 years coming up in February.
Wow.
All three of my children have gone through Wayne Township schools, K through 12. And there were no minorities on the board at the time. And I felt like there needed to be a voice for all students and all families in the MSD of Wayne Township. And so it didn't resonate until I think when I was elected or selected last year to be board president that I was, in a sense, making history and being the first African-American to serve in that role. And so it means a lot. But I also think I put a little more on my shoulders with having that as well, because when you have that designation, you want to ensure that you lead correctly and that you ensure that when you have that, you know, signification that you're doing the right things at all times.
You mentioned a couple things that kind of blend your work outside of the school board with what you do on the school board. Communications, obviously something that's extremely important. Your years as an educator, you mentioned in there, you slid that in. And so let's talk about that, because you are an educator, not in the MSD of Wayne Township, because you couldn't be on the school board and be an employee at the same time. But you happen to be a school administrator in another district. You want to talk about that?
Sure. I currently serve as the principal at Deer Run Elementary in the MSD of Pike Township, so just neighboring to the northwest. And so I've been in education for, as I stated, over 25 years, spent 17 in the classroom, absolutely enjoyed being with students, but then kind of got tapped to say, you know, it's time for you to do something else.
Yeah.
Then I went on to be the assistant principal at College Park Elementary, also in the MSD of Pike Township. And this has been my sixth year as the principal of Deer Run Elementary. So right there off of 56 in High School Road. My actually, it's interesting because I border Wayne Township. So when you think about that 38th Street, one side of the street is Pike, one side of the street is Wayne, and that side of the street is Pike actually feeds into my building.
One of the things that I've appreciated with your presidency and your profession as a principal is that you're able to bring that perspective to the school board, and you're able to share some of those examples with other school board members when we have conversations about what's happening in our schools here in the MSD of Wayne Township, because you live it each and every day, not only as a parent, but also as an educator who is serving a community not vastly different than what we have here in the MSD of Wayne Township.
Definitely. I think it's definitely a plus that I'm able to give that insight. A lot of times when we're having discussion about policy, about assessment, about testing, I know firsthand. And I'm able to share with my fellow board members when they have questions, and I'm able to give, you know, direct feedback. So sometimes I'm like, well, it's not necessarily Wayne, but our district are not that different.
Right.
And what we're doing with kids are not that different. What our student populations are made up of now is not that different. And so I'm able to give a perspective to them or for them that not everyone that is set in the seat is able to do, because as you stated, I live it every day.
Right. Well, and I think too, you know, it's really interesting when you think about some of the things that we are addressing here with our students are the same things that you are addressing with your students and with all of our students. And we do have students that go back and forth quite often.
Oh, yes. So it's funny always, because, you know, I get a transfer and I'm like, well, what school? And they're like, Wayne. I'm like, okay, which school in Wayne? Because the other benefit of being an administrator is that there are several Wayne principals that are I consider my colleagues,
sure,
that I, you know, I bounce ideas off of, that I have a personal relationship with outside of sitting on the board. And so I'm always kind of, you know, we swap some students, and I'm, you know, sometimes get on the phone. It's like, okay, you know, heading such and such your way. And just, it's always a good conversation to be able to have, but we do share a lot.
Yep. So you started off as an appointed board member. You've been through one successful election, so you had that process. And so this is your first elected term, but your second term, if we were to look at fulfilling the couple of years that you had in the vacancy left by Mr. Morrow. You mentioned you have family here. You've been here 22 years. You have some graduates of Wayne Township, but you also have a child who is a current student. So that also gives you an interesting perspective as a parent, because the decisions that you are making and the recommendations that you're voting on also directly impact one of those individuals living in your household currently.
Definitely. So I will kind of shout out, because if I talk about one, the girls may say, wait a minute, we came through Ben Davis too. And so I have the pleasure of all three of my children, as I stated, have gone through the MSD of Wayne Township K through 12. My oldest, Imani, is currently in her second year in medical school and podiatry school down at Barry University in Miami, Florida. And so she, of course, is loving.
Worst places to be.
I mean, she came home for break. She stepped off the plane and she's like, it's cold. I'm like, okay, you've not been gone that long. But she's doing magnificent. And I always brag on the fact that her Ben Davis education laid her foundation to not only come across great educators at Ben Davis, but when she went on to get her bachelor's from DePaul University in Greencastle, which is not always that easy school to get out of, and to now be in podiatry school and just finished with her 4.0.
Wow.
And so she really worked hard for that. But she was a 2017 graduate. Mm-hmm. Kennedy was a 2020 graduate, so she was my pandemic child. So she was that one that I had to maneuver like most parents. Yeah. She didn't get her traditional graduation. We had the drive-through graduation, so looked a little different for her. But I'm happy to say she just got her associate's at Indiana Wesleyan.
Awesome.
She did go to walk because, of course, this was her first time being able to walk across the stage. And then last but not least, we have Charlton Jr., which we affectionately call CJ, and he is a junior at the high school. And so now we're on countdown, trying to figure out, you know, being empty nesters soon.
Yeah.
But he is finishing strong over at the high school, has been engaged with track. Coach Davidson has been simply amazing, not only as a coach, but a mentor. He has him as a classroom teacher as well. But I know firsthand the educators that they've come across from Roby to Chapel Hill to the high school. They've come across some amazing administrators and educators. And so sometimes when people say things about Wayne Township, I'm able to talk firsthand.
Right.
I'm able to say what my kids were able to get from the MSD of Wayne Township.
Yeah. Two more questions, because I know our time's growing short. What do you like most about serving on the school board?
I think what I enjoy most is it has provided me, because I'm in education and I know the day to day, but sometimes I was not always hands on to the policy in education. And I think sometimes I think that I've been a benefit to the board, but the board has been a benefit to me, because I believe it's made me a much more well-rounded educator. Because not only do I understand things as a teacher, not only do I understand things as an administrator, but this position has really allowed me to dig into policy, me to understand the functioning of upper administration. And I have thoroughly enjoyed not only working with you, Dr. Butts, and your administrative team, but my fellow board members are simply amazing. Not everyone can speak to having a board or a cohesive board that works well together. It doesn't say we don't disagree, but no one would ever know we disagreed.
Right.
Because it happens in closed doors. We agree to disagree when we come out. We are always aligned and on one accord. And they're just amazing people across the board. We come from all different backgrounds, all different professions. But when I tell you, it feels family. It feels there's nothing that one of us does not go through. I will quickly share, when my father passed last May, it was a different feeling to not only see you walk in the church, but to see my fellow board members walk in the church. Because it doesn't just stop with it's not just the work. We become family. And I appreciate that, because I know not every board has what we have, and I don't take that for granted.
Yeah, I agree. We see lots of different things happening across the state of Indiana, and we know that the work that our board does together to govern the MSD of Wayne Township certainly helps the teaching and the learning that is happening inside of our classrooms, and keeping some of the other stuff out of out of the minds of our staff and out of our community that we know sometimes are getting in the way of what happens in the classroom. As you were talking, I was reflecting upon the fact that you work in Pike and you're a board member here. We have a teacher here that is a board member in Pike, Angela Barnes, who happens to teach at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center. So you're her boss and she's your boss in a different way. So a little bit interesting in that. And I know that you both are very passionate about your roles in both in the classroom and in your building as an administrator and then also in the boardroom. Last question I have for you. When you're not being a principal, when you're not being a board member, what do you like to do?
So I jokingly tell my husband that he's a lucky man because I am a sports enthusiast. I absolutely love football, basketball. He's gotten me more into baseball, but track and field. We're season ticket holders for the Colts. My mom and I are season ticket holders for the Fever. I love sports, and I can go with most men in regards to talking athletics, athletes, and things like that. So when I'm not having to do school-related things, I'm sitting, if not in front of a TV, I'm in a stadium cheering on not only my Colts, my Fever, my Pacers, and, of course, my Boilermakers. So Boiler up.
Boiler up.
And so that's probably where I enjoy spending most of my time is just in engaging and loving sports.
Well, you're certainly in the right city for a sports enthusiast because we have lots to offer here in the city of Indianapolis. Mrs. Graham, thank you again for joining me today for this edition of Briefings with Butts, and thank you for agreeing to serve as president for a second year in a row.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to working alongside you and my board members for another term, and just extremely appreciative that they thought enough of me to say, job well done in your first year, and we want you to continue in that role. It means a lot, and I will ensure that I continue to not only make this district proud, my fellow board members proud, but our community proud in serving in this role.
Absolutely. We greatly appreciate that. Just as a reminder, there will be no school Monday, January the 15th, as we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great 3-day weekend.